Hey, yeah, we were talking to Jamie. He said he spent a lot of time watching tape of you playing back in Dirt Cutter's offensive coordinator. He said he learned a lot from you. What does it mean to know that your opponents, you know, spent a lot of time admiring you?
You know, I think that's the film that Dirk had them watching, you know, because I think their system is probably really similar to what we used to do with Dirk. But Jameis has done a great job, played really well last year, has picked it up. And I think they've tweaked it and you know, kind of tailored to his strengths, too. And they've done some things differently. So I have a lot of respect for him, for Dirk. I mean, I know Dirk's a great coach, and he does a great job with quarterbacks. So Jameis is in good hands.
What is it? On that same subject, have you had any discussions with Jameis at all?
No, you know, other than kind of meeting him in passing before and after games, I hadn't really talked to him much other than that. But every time I have got the opportunity to meet him, he's a good dude and enjoy, you know, talking to him.
What about playing, you know, going against your former coach and the guy that was your offensive coordinator here for a while, but especially going against Mike's defense, is that going to be a little weird, or how does that change the dynamic of this game?
I mean, once you're out there playing, I think, you know, and I think they would say the same thing. I think once you're out there playing, you're competing, and it's just like any other week. So I know that they'll be well coached. You know, that's probably the biggest thing, you know, going into it. I know they'll be well prepared on both sides of the ball, and they'll be ready to play. And I think we will too. So I look forward to it. You know, I think with the opening, you know, weekend of the year, you always kind of have a lot of excitement going with it. And obviously with those guys coming back, there's probably some extra to it. But for us, once we get out there, it's, you know, it's playing the game.
Do you, Matt, do you look at this, you know, coming off the last three straight non-winning seasons, mm-hmm. I guess is the way to put it. Does this feel like a bit of a crossroads for you? I mean, I think a lot of people are kind of looking at it as a guy who had a lot of success, obviously, early in his career and in his not necessarily struggled, but the team has dropped off. Does that, you know, Dan even made the remark that you've kind of, you know, been a man on a mission since the end of last season. Is there a sense of urgency or more so even than usual with you this season?
Well, I think every year you have a real great sense of urgency because – you know, it's you never know. You just never know. You know, you never know how things are going to shake out. Obviously, we won a lot of games my first 5 years, and, you know, that hasn't been the case the last three. But none of that matters. You know, what matters is this season. And for me, is there extra motivation? Is there any? I think your motivation continues to build the longer you play in your career. I think you become more and more motivated to be great, to play at a high level, and to win more games. At least that's the way it's been for me. You know, I think I've become more and more competitive the longer I've been around. And I think part of the reason is, you know what it takes. You know how hard it is, and you know how good it feels when you do win. And that's what it's all about for me.
Dan said earlier that you worked a lot during the offseason to eliminate the turnovers from last season. Mm-hmm. What did you do?
Well, I think it comes down to watching a lot of film with our coaches in terms of, you know, you want to be aggressive. You want to play really aggressive at the quarterback position. The turnovers you want to eliminate are the ones that you can control, right? They're going to happen. I mean, that's part of the game. But you want to take back the ones that you feel like you just gave them one. And that's kind of been the area that we've focused on. And I think it comes down to, you know, watching the film, talking about it in the meeting rooms, trying to take it from the meeting room to the practice room, and now trying to take it from the practice field, you know, out to games.
With these division rivals, obviously you've seen quite a few of them, more than you care to in some cases, like a Gerald McCoy. Do you notice anything different at all about his game, or is he just now really starting to reach his prime and put things together?
I mean, he's been a hell of a player for a long time. I know that just from, you know, having game planned against him so many times and, you know, playing against him. I mean, he's a game changer. He's that good. And, you know, I guess you know that when you faced him, you know, so many times. But he's playing at a high level. You know, I think he's another guy that's continued to improve throughout his career. And he's a guy we're going to have to be prepared for.
You've talked a couple times about Kyle being receptive to your input and things that you like and everything. Have you talked at all about the no huddle and hurry up and how that could be more beneficial to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, that's something we talk about a lot. And we used at different times last year, some with success, some without success. But, yeah, that's something we talk about. And we feel like every week we, you know, have it at our disposal. Sometimes we feel like it's an advantage for us. Sometimes we don't. But, you know, it's certainly something that we have the capability of doing.
How is the – I mean, obviously from the people on the outside, there was a lot of with some of the things that happened with the offense last year that maybe you and Kyle didn't click that well. Does it – was that accurate, and does it feel like this is at least – there's more of a comfort zone between the two of you heading into a second year together?
Well, I think a lot was made about a little. You know, I think, you know, anytime you're not winning a bunch of games, you're always looking to see what you can do to be better. And I think that's the case of what everybody was making a big deal out of last year. We were trying to find ways to win games. And we did it well at times. We didn't do it well at times. I think both of us are much further along in terms of myself understanding the system, understanding, you know, what Kyle expects from our position, how to get in and out of plays, et cetera. I think we're way further along this at this point than we were last year, and I feel like both of us feel really good about heading into, you know, both of us feel really good about our offense heading into this season.
You have a lot more continuity along the offensive line heading into this season. What kind of a difference does that make, do you think?
I think it's huge. You know, I think for four out of our five guys, they played all season next to each other last year, which is you know, big. And then you add in a guy that's as experienced as Alex, you know, and I think that makes us, you know, really, really solid up front. So they've had a great camp. They've done a great job working day in and day out. I feel like they work really well together, which is critical on the offensive line. Their communication is really, really good. And, you know, I expect those guys to play really well.
Matt, how would you say, I know you're not the doctor, but how would you say Julio looks out there on the field? Looked like he was doing some cutting.
You have to talk to Dan, you right. know, about that. Every time Julio goes, he looks pretty good to me.
What about his matchup this weekend? I mean, always you always love the matchup when he's out there.
Yeah.
You're familiar with one of the guys, of course, out
sure.
there that might be out there against him this year.
Yeah, no. I mean, obviously, you know, it's a good secondary in Tampa. We know Brent really well from his time here. And he's a great player, but, you know, we're comfortable with Julio every week, and I think we've proven that, you know, he's proven that throughout his career.
Matt, you guys obviously put a certain amount of importance on winning at home. You've never lost a home opener.
Oh, man. Throw that out there, right? I didn't know that.
Tap on plastic.
So, yeah, that's right.
How good would it be to close out, you know, the final season at the Dome with another home opening win?
It'd be a great way to start. You know, that's the objective. That's basically all that matters in you know, our football life right now is that, trying to get a win this coming Sunday and doing everything throughout the course of this week to make sure that happens. As far as, you know, going out with the Dome and all that kind of stuff, we'll reflect, you know, later on, you know, after it's done. But right now it's about trying to get that first win and trying to beat a division opponent.
How do you address the younger guys who – have not been through it once they go through that tunnel? Obviously, there's a big difference from preseason to regular season. Being ready when that war hits you as you guys exit the tunnel, once the game starts being for real.
Yeah, I think it's – I mean, obviously the speed and all those things are ratcheted up from preseason or from college. But at the end of the day, I mean, the guys that we brought here for a reason, because they can help us, they can play ball. And it really is. I mean, football is football. When you get out there and you start competing and playing, it's you know, there's better players out there. Everything's a little faster, but it's still the same thing. You got to go out there and you got to do your job. And I think the young guys that we have are capable of going out there and doing a great job for us.